Good evening, and thank you so much for calling our Shop Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. My name is Jillian.
Hi, Jillian. How are you?
I'm pretty good. We've been having some internet issues for a while now, and they sent some tech guys out, I think it was like 2 days ago, and they checked everything. They might have tweaked some things. And they said if we still had issues, they might come out and replace some things, I think. I'm not sure, but today we're having some issues. My laptop, my phone, my husband's laptop, his phone, all working, but my TV isn't, but it says I'm connected. And now my mother-in-law in the apartment next door, who works off the extender, her computer and her phone isn't working either, but I guess it's saying she's connected. So I wasn't sure if maybe you could tell your end what you might be getting.
Yeah, I could definitely take a look at that. What is your service address, please?
Sure, it's 10 Grant Street in Kingston. That's Grant with a T.
T. I'm familiar. All right. And the name on the account?
It should be Taylor.
Okay. Last name, please.
Brooke.
Perfect. Okay. And the best phone number to reach you, please.
You can have this one. That's 845-417-8688.
Okay. And I just want to make sure we have the correct account or the correct email address on the account. If you could please verify that, please.
I think it's tjbrock731@gmail.com.
Perfect. Awesome. Just wanted to make sure that was still up to date. Alrighty, let me go ahead and take a look and see what's going on with your internet.
Great. Thank you.
Just bear with me. Oh my. Okay. Well, I think I figured it out.
Okay.
It seems that everything is trying to connect to the primary router. That's the issue.
Okay. Gotcha.
Let's go ahead and take a look into this a little bit deeper. It seems that there is, okay. So the extender is disconnected.
Okay.
So what that means is it might be too far, or it might not be on.
Okay, let me go check. They did have me turn it off and turn it back on again last time we were here. So let's see.
But yeah, that makes a lot of sense as to why those devices would not be working.
Let's see. Someone unplugged it.
Aha!
I got that. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, okay. that would explain the offline.
All right.
Let's go ahead and get that back online, and let's just go ahead and verify that things are able to actually connect.
Sure, okay.
The problem is that I'm seeing is that most of those devices are attempting to connect to the primary router, and depending on how far away they are, they may not be able to.
Got it. Okay.
Literally every single one of the devices is attached to the primary router.
What the heck unplugged it? Because it was plugged in when we were here. I don't think the guys did that.
No, they wouldn't have.
For some reason. Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. She plugged in this heater in my house. Okay, so she unplugged her own router. Okay.
Makes sense. I mean, my daughter does the same thing. She'll unplug, like, one of the most important things just for something else.
Yeah, like, unplugged. All right, well, I'll let her know not to do that next time. Okay, the green light looks like it's... Oh, I don't know. Is it showing like it's connecting on your end?
Give it a moment. It's still registering as offline as it's still booting up.
Got it.
So it'll take a moment for it to update on my end, and then I can run a speed test to make sure everything is good.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, of course.
I apologize for my voice. I'm getting over the flu.
Oh, no. The flu's never fun. You're fine, though.
Yeah.
I worry my son might be getting the same way because I picked him up last night and his voice was definitely deeper. And I'm like, you okay? He's like, yeah, my throat kind of hurts. And I'm like,
yep, that's how it
started. Let's hope it's not.
But my husband didn't, and I think I'm recovering a little quicker than he is. So I'm very grateful that I got.
Well, also, I mean, a few weeks ago, it was about like 3 months ago, it was like towards the end of August, I want to say. It was around August or July. I ended up with pneumonia in the middle of summer, which was a nightmare.
Oh,
I had no voice for 3 weeks.
Oh, God, in the middle of summer?
Yep, I had no voice for 3 weeks, and then it was a total of an 8-week recovery because it turned into full-blown pneumonia. They thought it was just, like, walking pneumonia or, like, one of those, like, just upper respiratory infections. Yeah, no, I was taking the meds, and it still progressed to pneumonia, so definitely be careful with it. Definitely get tested. Get your doctor on board with those because it's not fun.
Yeah, and in the middle of summer, too, it's almost like you have no...
And the craziest part is...
Yeah,
and, like, the craziest part was the fact that, you know, it wasn't anything other than me losing my voice at first.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
And then it turned into me feeling terrible, like, almost a week later.
Ooh,
but,
God.
Yeah, so no, I started losing my voice. It became very hoarse, and then... For a good 2 to 3 weeks, I had absolutely zero voice. I'm like, when am I going to be able to talk again? And like, I had to write things down in order for people to understand me. It was horrible.
Yeah, when you're so long, it's like you almost forget what it feels like to be normal.
Right? I felt like a mute. Like, I was about ready to start signing.
Oh, no, right? I can imagine.
Well, I mean, it's something that I've always wanted to learn, and I know a little bit of the basics, so, I mean, it was fun at that point. All right, I am refreshing. Oh, here we go. So, room one is back on. It's showing that it's spare connection. Let's see how these devices are doing here. Take a look at the topology. Yeah, so we're definitely going to want to try reconnecting all of these devices that are closest to that extender back to the extender. Let me just make sure that I have the correct. We're going to do a speed test. Because that might also be the reason why, you know, you're having slow speeds or no connection is because of everything trying to take it all at once from the primary.
Right.
Bandwidth is such a lovely thing.
Yeah.
Essentially, right now, it looks like you've got a traffic jam trying to get onto the internet.
Got it.
So to speak, onto the highway. If it's like a 3-lane highway and you've got 20 cars trying to join in at once, yeah.
Right.
That Oof. Makes sense. Well, since it just started up, it is giving me a very low speed.
Okay.
And just bear with me as I continue to do some more testing here. Another thing is that it might be a little bit far from the primary router. Is there somewhere else that you can put it slightly closer?
I could put it in her apartment.
Would that be closer to the router?
No, it's so... We have the router in our office on the far end of the house, and then mm-hmm. the extender is in our dining room, which is on the other end of the house, and then her apartment is, like, right on the other side of that wall. So here. So,
like, well, it's looking a lot better now, now that it's, fully booted up. I did get a speed of 440.86 megabytes per second for the download, and then 452.64 for the upload. I'm going to do one last speed test just to see if it progresses a little bit better, but that's actually pretty decent considering you usually don't see more than half or approximately just a little bit above half of what your typical speed is for the primary.
Okay.
So it's looking decent now. Hopefully some of the devices start migrating towards it as well.
Great. Okay. I'll text my mother-in-law and tell her she should be able to connect soon, if not already.
Yeah, she should be able to connect now, if anything.
Okay. Great. And we should be fixed, and I'll give you a call back if we have any issues.
Yeah, absolutely. Just give me a little bit. Okay, so we're at 470 download and 512 upload. It's progressing further. So seems to be looking
great.
Pretty good on this end. Let me just check the topology. You may start noticing some of the devices start to connect to that room. Let me just see here. Okay, so some of the devices are starting to connect to that other room.
Cool.
The Chromecast, though, is having a bit of a hard time connecting to it.
Yeah,
just so you're aware.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think that's going to keep happening, or it might just take a couple minutes to get going?
Hard to say. I mean, that and the stick-up cam is also kind of showing a bit of a low connection there. Really what it is its distance.
Yeah. Okay.
That's ultimately what it is.
Do you think it would make sense for us to put the extender in her apartment, or would that be too far?
I would be concerned with that being definitely too far.
Okay. Yeah, when we had Spectrum, we had her extender in her apartment, and she never seemed to have any issues, but Archtop thinks that the extender needs to be over here to be closer to the router. I'm not really sure how to address that then. Any ideas?
Well, the other idea that I have is that we do offer an additional extender for $8 per month.
Okay.
That could be a possibility there.
Yeah, I think we'll hold off on that just because, like, we had it working fine with Spectrum.
Yeah.
So I think we just got to work things with Archtop and see how we can make it all work.
Yeah, I mean, it just really depends. Was the router in the same spot with Spectrum?
Yeah.
Okay. No, because sometimes we do have people who used to have, like, their modem router combo in one room and they changed it to a different room, so that's why I always ask.
Yeah, the same exact spot except for her extender, which was actually moved into our house. But now it still has, like, issues for some reason.
Well, I mean, it's not showing very much interference. It is looking okay for now. The back hall's looking good. So, I mean, I would just test it and test the speed at which it connects. You can always go to speedtest.net. That is a free speed test website that you can check your connection with. But, I mean, I am seeing some pretty good download and upload speeds. So.
Okay, cool. Then, yeah, I'll just have her hold tight, and if she has any issues, maybe in like a half hour, we'll wait it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, she's saying it's working. Good.
Okay, good. Perfect.
We're all set.
That's what we want.
Cool. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Was there anything else that I can help with today?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day and a great holiday season.
Yes, you too, and hopefully your son stays well.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. Have a great recovery as well. Hopefully you won't be sick on Christmas.
Yes, hopefully. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.